Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Some scholars believe that David wrote Psalm 68 when he brought the Ark of God to Jerusalem. It was a time of great celebration, and David was overjoyed, so much so that he shed his kingly robes and danced before the Lord. His wife Michal accused him of acting like an ordinary man rather than a king. But David responded by saying, "I will dance before the Lord, and I will dishonor myself and humble myself even more." In this psalm, David also wrote some words that initially may be hard to understand, particularly when he used certain metaphors. Listen to what he wrote.
Mount Bashan is God's towering mountain. Mount Bashan is a mountain of many peaks. Why gaze with envy, you mountain peaks, at the mountain God desired for his abode? The Lord will dwell there forever. God's chariots are tens of thousands, thousands, and thousands. The Lord is among them in the sanctuary, as he was at Sinai.
Here David was comparing Mount Zion with Mount Bashan. Bashan refers to a mountain range in northern Israel towering over 9,000 feet, and in comparison, the 2,500-foot mountain where God chose to build the temple was but a small hill. The Apostle Paul confirmed the point David was making, that God frequently chooses the ordinary as a place to dwell. Writing to the Corinthians, he said, "God has chosen what is insignificant in the world to bring to nothing what is viewed as something." So, let's all remember this principle to live by. As ordinary people, we should rejoice that God has chosen to display his grace in our lives.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.